Hey friends, it's Phil and welcome to this Monday. Today, I'm going over for physical therapy on account of I tore my rotator cuff. You guys know the story. Today is the day I go over for physical therapy. They tell me it's going to be like torture.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. You can survive it.
Yeah. Huh? Anyway, as I'm in the middle of that, why don't you get into the middle of this, which is today's show featuring Jeff Dowder hosting his first ever The Jeff Dowder Affair. And he debates me on the Gwyneth Paltrow skiing accident trial. This ought to be, I don't even remember. Maybe he kicked my ass. Maybe. Nonetheless, while I'm over there getting, and by the way, thank you to everybody that has given us so many nice comments about the documentary Henry. I appreciate it. That's all. What else can I say? I thank you very much. I'd love to give it away for free, but then my partner's there, Jordan Brady and Pat Reynolds they'd probably want to.
Yeah, probably want to have you go through more torture.
Yeah, they'd probably want to have me go through more torture. Anyway, here it is, folks. Jeff Dowder and the Jeff Dowder Affair.
Welcome, everyone, to the Jeff Dowder Affair. I'm Margaret Gray, along with Bud Dickman, and we'll be holding forth here this evening as Jeff comments on the big news items of the day. Today, Jeff will give his take on the Gwyneth Paltrow skiing accident trial being held now in Salt Lake City, Utah. And Jeff, welcome.
Thank you very much, Ms. Gray. My name is Jeff.
I think I said that.
But you said Jeff.
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Gray, and welcome everyone to the Jeff Dowder Affair. And that's not saying that I'm going to go to have the affair in a hotel room with some, woman or something.
Yeah, like Miss Gray.
I don't think so.
No. It means the Jeff Dowder Affair means like in the Dreyfus Affair, because that was a bad, just the affair, an affair.
Like an event.
Yeah, like an event. We could have called it the Jeff Dowder event. We could have called it the Jeff Dowder party. I think probably a lot of people would consider that to be more appropriate, or you could call it like the Jeff Dowder celebration or the Jeff Dowder festival, something like that.
Yeah, like the Jeff Dowder.
All right, I think we've got the point.
Yeah, but I mean,
but we decided to call it the Jeff Dowder Affair because it's smaller. It's smaller. If you say the Jeff Dowder celebration, it's huge. The Jeff Dowder festival, it's huge. But if you say it's the Jeff Dowder Affair, it's like a party. It's like a
It's like a dinner party with cheese and appetizers.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a dinner party with cheese and appetizers and wine goblets and just a few people sprinkled and scattered.
Well, when you say sprinkled and scattered,
I mean like in a backyard.
Oh, okay.
So it would be like that's the Jeff Dowder Affair. It was just a few. There's people sprinkled and scattered around, and I'm like at one part of the party, and I'm going, let's talk a little bit about the Gwyneth Paltrow ski trial. And what's going down with that? And I'll tell you something right now, man, that really kind of hacks me off is these movie stars get away
with murder, don't they?
Well, no, yeah, they really do, man. They get away with murder just because she's Gwyneth Paltrow and she was in all these movies and she won Academy Awards, she won a BAFTA or whatever it's called.
BAFTA.
Yeah, she won a BAFTA and so she thinks, I think I'll just go skiing in Utah and I'll just run down some old dude who's 76 and he's already already mentally deranged?
No, that's not the case at all. I think the man had suffered a stroke and had some debilitating illnesses, but they were unrelated to anything having to do with his mental capacity.
Okay, I mean, but he was out there skiing and he's out there skiing, okay?
Yeah, and then she comes plowing into him.
Well, that's not what she's testifying to.
Well, I know she's not testifying to that, but see, here's the thing. When you're a big Hollywood star, and here's the other thing, man. That ski resort up there, which is the Deer Valley Ski Resort or whatever, I don't know what it's called.
Well, they've got a few up there.
Yeah, and I mean, they need to have movie stars that are going in there and skiing and having cocktails and having dinner and having lunch and everything like that. So if Gwyneth Paltrow goes up there to go skiing and she just plows into some dude, and I don't know, man. I mean, this dude says he has multiple personalities.
Yeah, he does. He said there's two people.
I think he was being a little bit facetious.
No, man, he said it. He testified to it and everything. He said, that's one of the two people living inside my head. And he was saying that was on account of the accident when Gwyneth Paltrow ran into him and his brains got scrambled or something.
Yeah, he fell down. He said his head got he got a concussion.
All right. Yeah. So and so okay, I forgot where I was.
You're talking about the fact that he has two personalities, or he says he does.
Yeah, yeah. So he says he's got two personalities. To me, that's really. You know, that's heavy, man. So my feeling on
Gwyneth Paltrow.
On Gwyneth Paltrow is that I believe she's getting a break. Everybody thinks she's a movie star and she's cool. She's gonna win, man.
You really think so?
I absolutely think she's gonna win because they're afraid to say she's in the wrong. And once again, the Hollywood elite, you know.
Are you some kind of a right winger or something, man?
No, I'm not, man. I'm just talking. This has got nothing to do with politics.
Okay, but a lot of people talk about that.
No, man, it's got nothing to do with politics.
You're just afraid. You're just tired of the what you call the Hollywood upper class.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, because they do movies, and because they are in the movies, and also
in the movies.
Come on, man.
Bud.
Sorry.
Because they're in the movies, yeah, and they're on TV, and they're in newspapers and everything, that people are, oh, wow, you know, I think she's so great. I don't want to see her get into trouble. And I'll bet you the jury is all just going, bleh, you know.
So you think the jury must be biased because they're just knocked out by her stardom?
I think so, yeah. And even when you've seen, I've seen the attorney who is representing that Mr. Sanderson guy, and she's all, hi, you know.
Yeah, she was kind of kissing up and everything.
Well, she was trying to be personable.
Yeah, well, she could be personable and everything, but she's, I do the same thing, and I have kids the same age. I think she was all going, gosh, this is cool. I get to examine, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow. And so I think even the people that are representing that dude, Mr. Sanderson, who's the guy that she plowed into, you know, they're...
You think that the attorneys representing that guy, they're getting all...
You think they're starstruck?
Yeah, I do. I think they're starstruck. And they're going, yeah, hey, you know what, Ms. Paltrow? You ran into... Oh, wait a minute. It's Gwyneth Paltrow I'm talking to. I better back way off. And I'm sorry, never mind, Ms. Paltrow. It's cool. Let me have my...
Well, they're not exactly saying that, Jeff. They're leaning on her pretty heavy, don't you think so?
I mean, yeah and no. I mean, I see them wanting to, and I see them backing off, and I see them... And she's being, like, sitting there...
Yeah, she's acting all like, yeah. She's not really answering questions.
Yeah, she's sitting there like she's so cool, like she's too cool for the room, you know? And they're all... Well, you know, and then her lawyer like objects. And so next thing you know, she looks too cool for the room. The attorneys that represent that Mr. Sanderson guy look like a bunch of dorks, and they're running around with their thumb up it, like General Shaw would say. And, you know, for what, man? So,
all right, so Jeff Dowder, our host this evening, believes that Gwyneth Paltrow is getting a big break and is going to get a big break because of her celebrity, and obviously you don't agree with that.
No, I don't agree with that. I think we need to have some justice in this world, and I think that we got to hold... No one's above the law, man. You know?
Yeah, that's what they say, no one's above the law, but a lot of people are anyway. All the rich people get off.
Well, that's not... You know, you're making a good point there.
Yeah, tell me I'm making a good... I know I'm making a good point. All the rich people, anybody who's powerful enough, people who have, you know, influence... And people, what is influencers? And all of those people, man, they're above the law. They're way, way...
Way up there.
They are, man. They're like way up, you know. If the law was the earth, these people would be orbiting it, you know.
I get it. So they're in outer space.
Yeah, relatively speaking.
All right, let's bring on now. We'll take a break, and then we'll bring on the counterpoint to this. None other than our very own Phil Henry. You'll be debating tonight, Jeff.
Okay.
Right after these messages.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and begin to enjoy yourself maybe for the very first time in your life. You look in the mirror in the morning and you go, okay, so what else have you got for me? And then you go downstairs, have yourself some breakfast, and you go out into the day. And for what? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass subscription gives you a reason to live, gives you a reason to go into the phone, activate all those little downloads that you've got, go over to your show loads or your uploads or your whatever you call them. You can get the free version every day on Podcast One, Spotify, or, of course, iTunes. And then with a subscription, you could go back and listen to all of these shows again and again and again and again until you're ready to scream.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, a backstage pass for a month or for a year is well worth it. It's well worth it.
The greatest value online,
other than porn.
Welcome back. It is the Jeff Dowder Affair as we talk about the Gwyneth Paltrow skiing accident trial happening right now in Utah. I don't know where it is.
I think it's in Salt Lake City, but I...
Yeah, I think it's either in Park City or...
Well, it could be in Park City. Have either one of you been there?
I've been to Park City, yeah. I went there with Mr. Henry.
Yeah, we went there with Mr. Henry, remember?
Well, I didn't go. I know he did a couple of broadcasts from there. In fact, we're going to bring on Phil now as the counterpoint to your point of view, Jeff. Jeff Dowder believes that Gwyneth Paltrow will be treated much... Well, she'll be given the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I think she's going to be like treated like royalty, you know, and they're going to go, yeah, you know what, Sanderson, you're an idiot. You know, you're not going to, we're not giving you no money. We're going to, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, you're going to have to award Gwyneth Paltrow a whole, you know, I know the dollar thing is symbolic, but then like the guy said today, she's going to have to pay attorney's fees and stuff.
Here is Phil Hendry, and Phil, you've been commenting on this on Twitter and elsewhere, and he will be your counterpoint today, Jeff.
Hi, Mr. Hendry.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing? And yeah, I was in Salt Lake City, I was in Park City, and you guys, Bud and Jeff were with me, and I think... one or two other people.
Right. That was back in the when you were doing live radio.
Yeah.
And but it's pretty nice there, but you know.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, but we're kind of talking about something serious right now.
Well, what was it like?
It's a nice town.
It's a nice,
man. That sounded kind of Italian, Mr. Henry. Yeah, it's nice. But by that they also have the they have the Sundance Festival there too.
So you heard Jeff's his point of view on the Gwyneth Paltrow skiing trial, what's yours?
Well, it's going to sound very simplistic, but I think that she's been harangued because...
What do you mean by harangued? Like insulted?
Yeah, kind of, you know, continually critiqued and criticized until, you know, you want to scream. I mean, because she's famous and because she's an actress and because she's supposed to be this or that and everybody's making fun of the way she's dressed, everyone's making fun of the... Somebody said she has a resting bitch face.
Well, that's something. That's not necessarily an insult.
It's not necessarily an insult.
Yeah, are you kidding? What's a resting bitch face?
That's the face that you give when you can't believe what you're hearing and you don't want to say anything. So you're just sitting and staring, and generally people call that...
Yeah, so it's like the bitch at rest.
I guess, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of insulting.
Well...
But they say that she, you know, she's not put together well, meaning her clothing isn't good. They say that she is too big of an actress. They're assuming a lot of stuff about her, Jeff, just like you are, because they're saying because she's well known, because she's famous, because she's from Hollywood, she must be a bad person.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying she's a bad person. Okay, I'm saying that she's being given the benefit.
Aren't you saying, though, that she is kind of stuck up?
Well, I mean, yeah, I am saying she's stuck up and she thinks she's all this and a bag of pork rinds, like General Shaw says. But, I mean, I also think that, you know, she is, you know, I also think, you know, that she thinks she's just going to be given credibility because of who she is, and she can just say anything she wants.
Are you really hearing that, man, in that trial? Do you think she's saying anything she wants?
I mean, she's saying, yeah, I got hit from behind, you know, and it doesn't matter what anybody says. And I got, you know, I got smacked down, and I know that they, you know, you may think this and you may think that, but I know what happened and I got smacked down.
Well, she's trying to just say it from her point of view.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at it right now. There's you, Ms. Gray, there's Mr. Henry. I mean, I got Bud on my side, but...
Well, what about it?
I mean, you got to admit, Mr. Hendry and Ms. Gray, that's heavier.
All right, look, man.
I'm not trying to take sides against you, Jeff. I'm trying to be the devil's advocate.
Well, okay, but I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, that's what you're up against when you're up against people that are sticking up for Gwyneth Paltrow. They're saying, that she is not being treated fairly. Well, I mean, she's being, who's gonna you know, want to go against her? I think a lot of people would want to go against her. I think the little guy would say, hey, here's our chance to cut somebody down to size. Here's our chance to take down one of the heavy hitters in Hollywood. Here's our chance. You know, people that are anti-Hollywood.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that whole anti-Hollywood thing has more to do with politics and stuff. I'm talking about class.
You're talking about rich versus poor.
Yeah, I'm talking about rich versus poor. I'm talking about the people who have and the people what have not. And I think that Gwyneth Paltrow has a lot of money, and I'm not saying she didn't earn it. I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it or anything, but everybody knows that when you have all that kind of money, you can buy justice, man. You can buy any kind of justice you want. And that's the part about it that I don't like.
All right, well, Jeff, here is you now as the revolutionary. You're saying buying justice, this isn't just about Gwyneth Paltrow being a star. This is about the upper class being able to own the means of justice.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true, you know, and when you have a lot of money, you can buy any attorney you want. You can go out and get five or six different attorneys. And when you're poor, you can't do that. You got to rely on some, you know, public defender or something or whatever.
Well, this guy, Mr. Sanderson, seems like he's got good attorneys.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing about this case. He's doesn't strike me as a guy that's actually poor either.
Yeah, he's Dick retired. He was an optometrist or something.
Optometrist.
Yes, he was a doctor, or still is a doctor.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, he has a lot of money. I don't know how much money he's got, but he probably has a lot of money, and he's probably, I don't know, you know. So,
so you're saying that, but Mr. Sanderson aside, you're saying Gwyneth Paltrow is getting the benefit of the doubt because she's a movie actress. I'm telling you, and I've read it online, man. I've read all the comments. People are making fun of her and mocking her and insulting her because she's a movie star, because she's an actress, because she's a big name, because they think she should be better dressed, because they think that she should be looking a certain way, and everybody is ready to tear her apart.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, it comes with the territory, Mr. Henry. I mean, can you blame them?
Yeah, I can blame them. I mean, if you want to be fairer to people.
Well, here's the thing, Jeff. It's one thing to be resentful of the wealthy and the entitled. It's another thing entirely to just go ahead and mock any individual based upon that. I mean, what is the proof that Gwyneth Paltrow is getting the benefit of the doubt here?
Well, are you kidding me? I mean, the proof she's getting the benefit of the doubt? She's all, you know, her attorney is all... Are you watching this?
Yeah, I'm watching a little bit of it.
I mean, he's going, yeah, objection, Your Honor, and I demand, one time I was watching it today, and he goes, I demand that the counsel for Mr. Sanderson apologize.
Yeah, because she said she was lying.
I heard that. She said that Gwyneth Paltrow was lying.
Ms. Gray, I thought you're supposed to be...
Yeah, you're supposed to be objective, Ms. Gray.
I am being objective. I'm just...
She's just bringing up what actually happened.
No, you got to be objective. All right.
So, all right, well, let me bring it up then. I heard that, and I heard the... I heard the attorney say you're lying, and of course he was going to object.
Well, what do you mean? What are you talking about, man? She said, she made a statement of fact. She said, Gwyneth Paltrow, you're lying, man, because you didn't say, you know, the judge admonished her for it.
He what?
He admonished, he warned her.
I know what it means. He admonished her?
Yeah, he did. He said, you know, you can't say that. You got to take it back. And he let her rephrase it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, man. He intimidated her into, well, okay, yeah, Your Honor, I'll take it back because, you know, I don't want to blow this case for my client, and it's all Gwyneth Paltrow, so I better not call her a liar or anything.
I think he would have said that no matter who it was. I mean, that's just, I mean, we're talking about procedures in court.
Ms. Gray, are you going to, she's not in the debate.
She's not in the debate.
You guys kicked me out of it saying I wasn't objective.
Well, I mean, okay, so, wait, I just want to make this point that she, I just want to make this point that the lawyer for the guy, Sanderson, called this woman, Ms. Paltrow, a liar, and the judge, and then the attorney objected, and the judge said, yeah, do you want to rephrase that?
Well, yeah, because, you know, again, hey, that's Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, you're not allowed to do that, man. You can't just call someone a liar. You know, that's like pretty harsh. That's why she rephrased it, and she even apologized.
Yeah, well, that is true. You know.
Well, if I'm not allowed to comment.
Yes, go ahead.
That is true. She did apologize.
Okay, but, you know, that's what I'm saying. It just, it's one tortured moment after the next in this trial. And I personally am a little tired. I think a lot of people out there is getting tired of all these movie stars who are getting to do anything they want to do. Like, they can take drugs, and then they can go and wreck their car, and then they're yeah, okay, I got to go and be on in a movie. That, man, I don't know. I don't see that happening at all. And like I was saying, everything I'm reading online here about Gwyneth Paltrow, people are ripping her an ass, saying that she's this and that. They're being really unfair. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with the trial. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with the evidence. Nothing at all to do with anything other than the fact they just don't like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, see, that's the whole thing, though, man. I mean, you're going to go in there with one foot in it because you work in Hollywood. And I'm not saying that's fair or it's right, but that's the way it's gone down because down through the years, people in Hollywood have had their thumb up it, have their noses up in the air, and their thumb parked, you know, up there.
Yeah.
Their noses in the air and their thumbs parked where?
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about how they have been given the benefit of the doubt and everything.
All right. So your prediction is Gwyneth Paltrow will win.
I mean, my prediction is Gwyneth Paltrow will be found. They won't award that guy no money.
Yeah, they're going to give that guy $300,000.
You're saying that they won't.
I'm saying they won't. I'm saying that Gwyneth Paltrow will win, and that dude will go back to his house, man, with his split personality and his head, like, messed up and, you know.
And not have a dime.
And not have a dime, no. Okay. What do I do now?
This right here.
This has been the Jeff Dowder Affair with Jeff Dowder and his special guest, Phil Hendry. Join Jeff again next time with another big topic from the news.
I'm Jeff Dowder, everybody, and thanks a lot for joining me. This show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.